We all know that one of the most basic rules in the construction of Eruvin today is that the Eruv of a Tzuras HaPesach, which is the commonly used Eruv today, only could be Mater carrying in an area that is considered a Karmelus, which only has an Isser of Hoitzah Midrabanon. However, when it comes to a Rishus Aram Deiraisa, there is no Eitzah, there is no method of using a Eruv that consists of Tzuras HaPesach, of doorways, of having wires on top with two posts or two poles in the side. And in order to be Mater carrying in a Rishus Aram Deiraisa, you need actual doorways which close off the Rishus and make it into a Rishus HaYochid for carrying. And the Eitzah of Tzuras HaPesach, which is used today, therefore, can only be employed if we assume that our streets are considered a Karmelus rather than a Rishus Rabim Deiraisa. If it's an actual Rishus Rabim, you would need actual delosis, you would need actual doors surrounding the area to permit carrying in the area. And since we don't have actual doors in most places, Mamela, we only can use a practical Eruv if you have an area that is considered a Karmelus. And therefore, the million-dollar question is, what is considered a Karmelus, which only has an Isser of carrying in it Midrabonon, and what is considered a Rishus HaRabim, which has an Isser of Hoitzah, carrying four Amos in the Rishus HaRabim, even Deraisa? So the Gemara in Shabbos, in the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Vav, discusses the parameters of a Rishus HaRabim. And the Gemara says that the street has to be Tes Zayin Amah. It has to be 16 Amos wide in order for it to be considered Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. And if it's less than that, it is not considered Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, it would have the status of a Karmelus. Now, 16 Amah is about 30 feet. And this is the shear of a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. And this is based on the pattern that we have between our Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaRabim that we learned from, the Rishus HaRabim of the Midbar. When the Bnei Yisrael used to travel in the Midbar, that was the paradigm case of a Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, just like over there, the Gemara proves, they were carrying on a street, on a thoroughfare that had the width of Tes Zayin Amah, so too for an area, for a street to be considered a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, it has to be 16 Amos wide. There's another potential condition for it to be Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, and this is a Machlekes Rishonim. Rashi over there in Shabbos is Mechadish, and this is a famous Machlekes, and he holds that not only do we compare our streets to the Bnei Yisrael carrying in the Midbar with respect to the width of 16 Amos, but you also have to have 600,000 people traversing the area daily in order for it to be considered Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, because that was how Klal Yisrael traveled in the Midbar. There were 600,000 people traveling in the Midbar daily. Therefore, in order to render an area a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, you need 600,000 people carrying there on a daily basis. This is the Shita of Rashi. Other Rishonim disagree, and this is a well-known Machlekes Rishonim. Other Rishonim hold that no, we don't compare the amount of people to the amount of people that Klal Yisrael traveled with in the Midbar. Rather, we only compare the actual structure of the street to the street that existed in the Midbar, and therefore, you only have the Tanai of 16 Amah, you don't have the Tanai of 600,000 people. How do we paskin? So, it's a tremendous Machlekes HaPaskin. L'maisa, the Mishnah Brura does say that Baal Nefesh Yachmer, someone who is meticulous in his observance of mitzvahs, should be stringent. However, we should not be meicha, we should not object if a person is meiku. So this is the Machlekes. And again, this is very negeya to many of our streets today. In case you have a street that doesn't have 600,000 people traveling the area daily, it would perhaps be totally in this Machlekes. And if you hold it, you need 600,000 people traveling daily, and you don't have it, so it would only be a Karmelus, and you would be able to use a Eruv that consists of Tzuras HaPesach. And if you do have 600,000 people traveling daily, then L'kuli Amo, it would be a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, if it fits the other guidelines of Rishus HaRabim. So good. This is the second shaila, the second possible tanai in having a Rishus Ram Deraisa. And if you have a Rishus Ram Deraisa, as we mentioned before, you need actual doors to close it off to form an Erev, which we don't have. We only have a Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore this would be a game breaker when it comes to the construction of Erev. However, there's a big question as to how to determine when 600,000 people are considered traveling the area daily. Pashut Pshat, we might assume that you have to have 600,000 people traveling this very street on a daily basis, which is very rare, and therefore this would be a saving grace. If you, in fact, need 600,000 people in order for it to be considered Rishus Ram Deraisa and disqualify the Erev of Tzuras HaPesach, then many streets will be considered a Carmelist because they don't have 600,000 people actually traveling the street on a daily basis. However, Rashi, as the Acharonim point out, is not really mashma like this. Rashi is mashma that even though he requires 600,000 people present in the area in order for it to be considered a Rishus Ram Deraisa, which is a tremendous kula, nevertheless, Rashi is mashma that there has to be 600,000 people motzi bi'ir. There has to be 600,000 people who are traveling in the ear, in the city, not just on this specific street. And therefore, Rashi is telling us a little bit of a qualification in this heter, that even though, in order for it to be Rishus Ram Deraisa, with all of the chumris of Rishus Ram Deraisa, you need to have 600,000 people traveling daily, nevertheless, even if there are 600,000 people in the ear traveling, but they're not actually on this particular street on a daily basis, you still will have a chumrah, and it would be considered a Rishus Ram Deraisa. So some places can say that, according to Rashi, as long as in the entire city you have 600,000 people, you have a chumrah. It's considered a Rishus Ram Deraisa, and therefore you wouldn't be able to use the Erev of Tzuras HaPesach. Ramesha doesn't hold like this. Ramesha says like this. Ramesha says that as long as you have 600,000 people traveling in a 12-mil radius, within the confines of 12-mil around the street, that is considered a Rishus Ram Deraisa, even according to Rashi, who requires 600,000 people present in the area or traveling in the area in order for it to be considered Rishus Ram Deraisa. So that's the sheet of Ramesha. So according to Ramesha, you could perhaps be Seimech on the Mekilim. Even if you are Seimech on the Mekilim, that you only have Rishus Ram Deraisa if you have 600,000 people, which is not entirely clear, it's a machlokes rishonim. But even so, says Ramesh, you still have to be machmer in places like New York, because you have 600,000 people traveling daily, because as long as you have 600,000 people traveling within the 12-mil radius, that is considered a Rishus Ram Deraisa. Then Ramesh says that if you have 3 million people in a given area of 12-mil, you could assume that 600,000 of them are traveling the streets daily. So as long as you have 3 million residents, you could assume from those 3 million residents, you have 600,000 people traveling the streets on a daily basis. But al-Kuponim, this is the Shita of Ramesha. However, there are several interesting nekudas that should be raised. Number one, there is a Shita of the Chaznish, which is a tremendous chiddush, where the Chaznish wants to say that if you have a built-up city, the city is already built up. There are already buildings and different residential areas in the city. You'll never have a Rishus Ram Deraisa, because every street has surrounding it different buildings that close off the street and make a mechitza. They close it off. They make a mechitza. Between buildings, says the Chaznish, there is a pirza, there is a space of more than 10 amos, and therefore you can't consider it a Pesach, you can't consider it a mere opening in the wall, because it's more than 10 amos, so it's a pirza. Nevertheless, says the Chaznish, that's only a invalidation of the Mechitza Midrabanon. A pirza, yes, or Yud amos, only possible Midrabanon. Therefore, Midrabanon, you do not have a Sram Deraisa, even if you have 600,000 people traveling daily. Even if it's a street that consists of 16 amma of width, nevertheless, it's not a Rishus Ram Deraisa, says the Chaznish, because it's a built-up area, and every street is closed off by the different constructions and the different buildings and structures that are present in the neighborhood. This is considered a tremendous chiddush, but this is something that the Paiskim do shtaltzu in the discussion of making Erevin today. There's another chiddush, and this is the chiddush of the Mishkanes Yaakov, and this is a chumrah instead of a kulo. Zok the Mishkanes Yaakov, even if you assume that an area is considered a karmelis, and not a Rishus Rabbim, because perhaps you don't have 600,000 people traveling daily, or perhaps it's not even 16 amos wide. Therefore, halachically, this particular street is considered a karmelis, not a Rishus Rabbim deraisa. Nevertheless, says the Mishkanes Yaakov, a tremendous chum. If you have the svar of Rabbim Boikinbo, you have the svar that people are traversing the area, people are traveling through, it's Rabbim Darsibo, Rabbim Boikinbo, the Rabbim are traveling through the street with no compunction, then you cannot use an Eruv of Tzuris of Pesach, even though technically this is considered a karmelis and not a Rishus Rabbim Dereis. That is the chiddush of the Mishkanes Yaakov. Others disagree. The other Ephraim disagrees. He's Mekel. Many Achronim disagree. But this was the chumrah of the Mishkanes Yaakov, that even if it technically has the status of a karmelis, you cannot be matir the Eruv. You can't be matir carrying through this karmelis with Tzuras HaPesach if it's a situation of Rabbim Boikinbo that many people are traveling and traversing through the area. There's another very interesting machlekes harishonim, machlekes hapeiskim, and that is whether or not it's considered a rishus rabim deraisa if the street is not mefulish and mechuvim meir leir. In other words, the loshen is that it has to be mefulashes. That the mevoyes hamfulashes. There has to be a street that is mefulash, that is open, that goes across for it to be considered rishus rabim deraisa. So let's say you have the different conditions that make it a rishus rabim deraisa. It's 16 amos wide. It's a area that has 600,000 people, and you're make like the shittas that require 600,000 people for it to be considered rishus rabim deraisa. However, the road curves. It's not completely straight. Says the Meiri, that is not considered rishus rabim deraisa. If it's not mefuloshes, which means, says the Meiri, b'li ikum klal, there has to be no diversion at all, no circular route, b'chlal, no curviness in the road at all, only if it's completely straight, it goes directly, me'ir le'ir, then, if it's curvy, it's not a rishus rabim deraisa. Only if it goes completely straight is a rishus rabim deraisa. That's the shita of the Meiri, and he says that it has to be dumyo digle midbar. The way that Klal Yisrael travel in the midbar is the paradigm for rishus rabim deraisa, and in that particular traversing of the midbar, they had it done in a straight line. They didn't have curvy roads, and therefore it's not considered a rishus rabim deraisa if it's curvy. The Rivosh disagrees. Most Paiskim seem to disagree with this, but Akupanim, this is another very interesting machlekes that comes up in the Paiskim. There's one more point that is brought down, and one of the conditions that the Gemara tells us for something to be considered Rishus Rabim is that it can't be Mekura. It can't be something that has a roof, something that has something hanging over it, because again, if it has a Kiro, if it's Mekura, if it has a roof over it, it's not similar to the way Klal Yisrael traveled in the Midbar, and therefore it's not considered Rishus Rabim Deraisa. Now, there's an interesting chiddush that some of the poskim want to bring down b'shem Ramosha. Ramosha is talking about a different case. Ramosha is talking about a case where a person, let's say, has a bridge. Let's say you're on a bridge, and therefore you're more than 10 tvachim from the ground. You're more than 10 tvachim from the ground. Ramosha says a chiddush that even though the area is considered a rishus rabim, is not considered a rishus rabim deraisa. It's not considered Rishus Rabim Deraisa because it's more than 10 tefachim from the ground. Nevertheless, if it has the physical components that comprise a Rishus Rabim, if it has the physical attributes of Rishus Rabim, it's 16 amas plus the 600,000 people, according to those opinions, that require 600,000, then you can't be Matar the Erev with Tzuras HaPesach. That's the Chumrah of Ramosha. So even though you have the p'tur, that it's lamala miyud, but lamaisa, we have to be machmir if it has the physical attributes of Rishus Ram, if it's 16 amas wide and it's 600,000 people traveling daily. Some want to extend this chumrah for Moshe as well to a case where it's mekure. If let's say it has a roof over it, let's say you're in a bridge, you're not in a bridge, you're under a bridge, there's an overpass, there's something over you, and you're not considered exposed to the sky, it's mekure. Some want to say that too would be nichlal on the chumrah of Rav Moshe because it has the physical attributes of Rishus Rav. Others disagree. Others say that Rav Moshe would agree over here because being mekura nullifies it from being part of the physical definition of what a Rishus Rav must look like. So this is a shiloh in the Paiskim.